This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Senator Michael Bennet is seriously considering a run for governor next year. Several sources close to the Democratic senator confirmed his interest to CPR News. Term limits on Governor Jared Polis mean the race to replace him will be wide open next year. If Bennet does jump in, he could scramble what was expected to be a lively Democratic primary. Attorney General Phil Weiser is already campaigning for the seat. Meanwhile, on the other side of the aisle, two state House Republicans are angling for governor next year. Senator Mark Baisley of Douglas County and Representative Scott Bottoms of El Paso County. Bottoms, a pastor and Navy veteran, is one of the most conservative members of the House. Baisley has primarily focused on business and technology. A third Republican, former State Representative Lori Sain, also announced her candidacy this week. Meanwhile, the head of the most visited national forest in the U.S. has resigned amid drastic cuts to federal agencies. CPR Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg.
After 15 years as supervisor of the White River National Forest, Scott Fitzwilliams opted into the Trump administration's buyout program, part of an effort to shrink the federal government. The Colorado Sun reports that in a letter, Fitzwilliams called the decision difficult, quote, given the challenges we are facing right now, but that it was right for him at this point in his life. He'd recently begun advocating for better funding for the sprawling forest, which covers more than 3,000 square miles. And is a major economic driver for Colorado. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
It's 5:06. This is CPR News.